שיעור זה הוקלט, נערך ומוגש עליכם על ידי כל הלשון. האזנה נעימה.
So we are approaching the Yomim Neroim, and with every day, with every passing day, we're closer to Rosh Hashanah. Last week we spoke about Tkiyas Shofar and COVID-19. Today we're speaking about a very, very relevant sugya, relevant and fundamental. What is the general atmosphere of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Is it Yira, Eima, V'fachad, Emes Yerim Adin? Or is it Simcha as well? On one hand, it's Yom Tov. On the other hand, it's a different type of Yom Tov. It is a day of judgment. There's a big machlokes in Rishonim, whether it is legitimate or maybe even recommended to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So in Tav Kuf Tzadik Zayin, in the very first sif, we find the machlokes, the Mechaber and the Rama. Shech Hanoch says, Ein mis'anen b'Rosh Hashanah, oichlem v'shoysem v'smeichem. And then Amor brings Yesh Oimrim, that it's a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So who are the opinions? Many of the Rishonim bring this controversy. Rosh Hashanah Perek Dalet, Simen Yud Dalet, Korbo, Simen Samachay, and many other Rishonim. This is actually a machlokes between the Gaonim in the period that came before Tkufas HaRishonim. And I do not recall many halachic discussions in which so many of the Gaonim are quoted. Some of the Gaonim, and I think that was the majority opinion, also leis anis v'Rosh Hashanah, it is prohibited. You cannot fast on Rosh Hashanah. And that is the opinion of Rav Haigoin, Rav Sar Sholom Goin, Rav Nachshon Goin, and Ritz Geis, who was one of the Goinim. Others maintained it's even a mitzvah, because after all, it's a day in which tshuva is required. And fasting is part of tshuva, is part of atonement. It's a means to achieve slicha v'kapara. Rav Natro Naigoin, one of the great Goinim, makes a compromise, and that's a fascinating opinion. And he says, first day Rosh Hashanah is a mandatory, so you can't fast. Second day there are bonus, so you could fast. So there are two ways to understand this opinion. Basically, maybe it's poshut b'diuraisa, we're machmer more than b'derabanan. But maybe there's something more profound in this opinion, in this shitta. The Netziv HaMikdavar, Parshas Emor, has a fascinating comment. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, according to the Bavli, it's merely a question of Sveika D'Yoyim. But according to the Zohar, no, it's not just a suffix. In essence, the 2 days have different interpretations, different meanings, different profound pneumios. And then it still doesn't even quote the Zohar, but its general approach is the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. Second day is Din V'Mishpat. The first day we exalt the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We coronate the King. And we are happy to be part of His kingdom, of His kingship. That's the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Second day of Rosh Hashanah is more about judgment, din v'mishpot and tshuva and slichas avoinois. According to the Netziv, we can understand Rav Natro now again. Because this comes back to the fundamental question, what is this machlokes about? Why yes and why no? Why would it be reasonable to fast? Because it is a day of tshuva and of slicha and of kapora. Why not? 3 different reasons. One is mikra kodesh. In Torah's Koyanim, Chazal's interpretation of mikra kodesh is lachila v'lishtia. The other argument is Rosh Hashanah is a chag. Tikku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel liyom chageinu. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. And if it is a chag, then we have the mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha. V'samachta b'chagecha was eating and drinking basar v'yayin. Ein simchel b'basar v'yayin. Reason number three is the very well-known pasuk in Nehemiah, Perek Ches. I think it's pasuk Yud. L'chu ichlum adanim sh'tumim takim sh'luchu mono yisleih nochen loy. Ki kodesh ayoyim l'adeneinu ched v'sashem ima uzchem. So maybe a Rav Natronai Gaon, like the Netziv in Her Megdovo, the first day is a day of Simcha, so you cannot fast. Second day is primarily a day of judgment, so you could fast. And maybe it's Mudgash in the Pesach, Ki Kodesh Hayom La'adoneinu, Chedves Hashem, Hi Ma'uzchem. This is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's day. And that is why first day you could fast, you can't fast, but second day you could. So this is generally the different opinions in the Rishonim. The Machaber Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin Sif Aleph says, Ein Mis'anin Oichlim V'shoysim V'smeichem, and the Ramor brings the different opinion. Yesh Oimrim Shemitzvah Lehis Anois. Before I go on, I just forgot and I apologize. I want to dedicate this shir Le'ilui Nishmosoi of Reb Shimon Aryalev, Harav Reb Shimon Aryalev ben Reb Yecheskel Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha. He was the father of our dear friend Reb Beryl Eckstein, and tomorrow is his Yortzeit. Shianuach b'sholom al meshkovoi. He should be a melech yoshev for his beautiful family, and we should always share besides Tovis Yeshua's Menachomis. So the Divrei Torah today's shir is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmosoi shel Harav Shimon Aryalev ben Reb Yecheskel Chaim. So the Mechaber, following the footsteps of the Rosh, quoting most of the Rishonim, it is not permissible to fast in Rosh Hashanah. And three different reasons that we find in the Rishonim. Why not? Mother Navro, at the very beginning of Tav Kuf Tzadik Zayin, quoting the Magid Meishorim, but it is proper, and Amidus Chassidus, to abstain from Bosar V'yayin. Lo laharbois Simcha. So this is an interesting comment. The Magid of Avraham also writes that the Marshal didn't eat the fish that he liked on Rosh Hashanah, lemayet b'simcha. So if the reason that we need to eat and drink on Rosh Hashanah and we cannot fast is v'samachta b'chakecha, then the Magen Avraham is a big problem. Because in Psochem Kuftes and the Perek Vav Melchus Yom Tov, we learn ein simcha leba basar v'yayin. And if there's a mitzvah simcha in Rosh Hashanah, then it must be basar v'yayin. So how could the Magid Meshorim recommend to keep away from basar v'yayin? I just want to intensify this question. Who is the Magid Meshorim? You probably all know. That is the Beis Yosef. Who is the Beis Yosef? That's the Shulchan Aruch. So there seems to be a contradiction between the Shulchan Aruch and the Magid Meshorim. Shulchan Aruch says, Oichlan v'shoysev v'smeichim. If there's a mitzvah of simcha, then it's Bosa V'yayin. How could the Magid Meshorim recommend to keep away from Bosa V'yayin? So this is a general rule I discussed many times. So the Magid Meshorim is kol kuloi kabbalah. Shulchan Aruch is kol kuloi halacha. That is the basis of halacha. So if we do have a contradiction between Magid Meshorim and Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch definitely should have the upper hand. So why does the Magen Avraham quote the Magid Meshorim? The Magen Avraham is second to the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. He is the poisik shekol beis yisrael nishan olav. And if there is a stira, a contradiction between Magid Meshorim and Shulchan Aruch, then why would he bring the Magid Meshorim lahalacha? Therefore, we must assume that there is no stira at all. So when the Shulchan Aruch says, oichlim v'shoysim v'smeichim, it doesn't necessarily mean that the source of this simchis v'samachto b'chagecho. I quoted just a few moments before, there are two different sources for the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah, and for the reason that we cannot fast. Maybe it's the posuk in Nechem, Yeched v'sashem, hi ma'uzchem. Ichrum adanem, shtum amtakem, but it doesn't necessarily need to be bosa v'yayin. Or mikro ekodish bachir v'shti, it doesn't necessarily need to be bosa v'yayin. So I check the Magad Mishorim. And it is always so important to check every source. Not only what is quoted in the name of that Gadol. And the Magad Mishorim emphasizes 2 points. Number one, Ched v'sashem hi ma'uzchem, ichru medanem shtum emtakem. But medanem emtakem could be chemo, could be ice cream, it could be shemen. So the Magad Mishorim clearly says, yes, oichem v'shoysem v'smechem, but it doesn't necessarily need to be basav yayin. It's not necessarily v'semachto b'chagecho. And the other point the Magad Mishorim makes is, this is only for yechidim. Chassidim v'yanshei ma'ase, great tzaddikim. Most of the people, the general public, of course, should eat and drink. Ched v'sashem imuzchem. But there are those special individuals who are dovek v'kodesh boruch hu belev hu benefesh. Oivdei elakim, avoid tam, avoid tamimo. For them it is recommended to be knowing midas chassidus and to stay away from basar v'yayin. And this brings me to a fundamental argument. The 2 great poskim of Galicia, 170, 180 years ago, were Reb Shlomo Kluger and Reb Yosef Shor Natanzon. And both asked the same question. Both asked, and all those Rishonim that maintain it's permissible to fast on Rosh Hashanah, goes against the Mishnah, Churin Daf Pei Gimel. Churin Pei Gimel Amad Aleph, Barbo Poruch HaMishonah, There's a rav oisoy v'yes benoilos ischatu b'yoyim echod. All year round, when a person sells an animal, he doesn't need to notify the purchaser. I sold the mother today. I sold the baby today. Not the baby, the calf. Because why would we assume that the purchaser intends to shech the behema boy b'yom? Person buys an animal, maybe he wants to shecht it tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, next week, next month, or who knows when. But in 4 times of the year, we assume that anybody that bought an animal bought it, shechita boi biyom. And one of the 4 is Erev Rosh Hashanah. So it is clear that Erev Rosh Hashanah, people eat meat. So this is a kasha and the Rishonim that say you could fast, and it's also a kasha. And the Magad Mishorim that says you don't necessarily need to eat meat. So Reb Shloimeh Kluger asked this question, Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin Choch Meshloimeh, Reb Yosef Shor Natanzan, in the end of the Sefer Yama Talmud on Bava Kama. Fascinating story. Reb Yosef Shor was one of the greatest Gedolim of his age. He was 17 when he married into the Ettinger family, Ettinger, and that was the family of the Yeshuas Yankim, was one of the Gedolim Adari, was Rovan Lemberg. And he wrote many svarim together with his brother-in-law, Reb Mordechai Zev Ettinger, together with Reb Yosef Shor Natanzan. Very first sefer. His comments on Yama Talmud. Yama Talmud was a brother of the Yeshuas Yankov. And at the back of that sefer, there's correspondence, fascinating correspondence. These 2 Yungolite, Reb Yosef Shor was a teenager. And Reb Mordechai Zev was 21. And they corresponded with all the gedolim of the previous generation. Reb Mordechai Bennett, the Chassam Sofer, Reb Akiva Egen, Asivus HaMishpot, Tziv Gittin, all the gedolim, or many of them. So in the letter they write to the Chassam Sofer, they write, we have a raya that you cannot fast on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And our great uncle, the Yeshuas Yankov, Reb Yankov Orenstein, agreed with us, it's a raya she'ein alei yotshuva. Whenever an achron says, regarding a machloikis rishonim, I have a raya, she'ein alei yotshuva, I must confess that I get annoyed. So Rabbi Yosef Shor Natanzan, 17 years of age, really thinks that Rav Hai Goen and Rav Nachshin Goen and Rav Naturnai Goen and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo all forgot a Mishnah, not some obscure Torah's Koyanim or Tona de Be'eliyahu, a Mishnah. So you really believe that they all forgot the Mishnah, and it's only you that remember the Mishnah? I don't think it's a raya at all. I don't think it's a raya at all. Needless to say, it's not a raya she'en aleiha tshuva. Because when you look into the Magid Mishorim, he clearly says, this is only for the few, not for the many. The Rishonim that say it's legitimate to fast, it's for the few, not for the many. And it goes without saying that the general minig was laharbis besuda barosh Hashanah. Nobody argues against that. Of course, that was the general minig. It is what we find beferush in Sefer Nechemya. Ichru madanim shtumim takim shilchum monois. They sent mishloach monois. Ched v'seshem imuzchem. The question is it legitimate? Is it permissible? Maybe even it would be a mitzvah, but for the few. Just like the Magid Mishorim is madgish, he emphasizes, this is for the few, not for the many. So it's not a kashar or from the Mishnah and Chulin. The general minig, of course, was to eat the bosa v'yayin on Rosh Hashanah. And that is our minig up to this very day. So I don't think it's a kashar at all. So I brought three different reasons why most of the Rishonim maintain, and the Gaonim maintain, one cannot fast on Rosh Hashanah. Mikra Kodesh, Ched v'seshem yimu uschem, but maybe it's far beyond that, v'samachto b'chagecho, because Rosh Hashanah is defined as a chag b'kesel liyoyim chageinu. I have a raya, and I think it is a raya she'en al Yeshua from the Rambam, that Rosh Hashanah is mamish a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Mitzvah is a of Simchas Yom Tov, because the Rambam, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayin, Melchas Yom Tov. And I'm quoting the Rambam. Shivas Yimei Pesach v'shmoyin Yismein Chag, v'shay yom em toivim. Mitzvah odom li yasameach v'toyim rev, hu, v'bona, v'beisa, v'yishtoi. And then the Rambam goes on to explain what is Simchas Yom Tov. Anoshim babosaviyai, anoshim bebigdi savoylem tinoikis bekloyes vagoizim. But let's go back to the reisha, the beginning of this aloch in Rambam. Shivis yimei pesach, shmonis yimei chag, v'shay yom emtoivim. What does that mean, shay yom emtoivim? What's left? If the mitzvah simcha only applies to shorosh ha'golam, what's left? Only atzeres. So why doesn't the Rambam write, shivis yimei pesach, shmonis yimei chag, v'chag atzeres? Or v'atzeres, one word. What does it mean, shay yom emtoivim? There's no other way to understand the Rambam. Shai Yom Toivim comes to include Rosh Hashanah. So it's clear from the Rambam, Rosh Hashanah, there's a mitzvah, not only Medivrei Kabbalah, not only Mikra Kodesh, but Simchas Yom Tov, and Simchas Yom Tov needs to be Bebosa V'yayim. Is there a way to reconcile the Magen Avraham, the Magen Mishorim, with what we just learned from the Rambam? I think there is. Not one way, but even two ways. Number one, Reish Peches. That's the Siman HaShechon Ochen Hilchas Shabbos about Tanas Cholim. If a person had a bad dream, he had a nightmare, a frightening dream, he could fast on Shabbos. Kedei she yekora gzar dinoi. That's the lotion of the Machab, Reish Peches Yivdalim. Even Shabbos. There's a mitzvah voinik Shabbos. But if his intention is to achieve atonement and he's worried v'nafshei aguma olof, he's entitled to fast. So why would Rosh Hashanah be different? Yes, there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. But if a person is worried,
Kol Halashon,
didn't have a bad dream, but he's worried. He had 1,000 bad dreams all year, not only bad dreams, bad days. And he has a lot to do tshuva about. So if his intention is Shiakorek Zardinai, he could fast on Shabbos. He could fast on Yom Tov as well. But the Poskim Tovkov Tzadik Zayin quote the Maril. The Maril says, well, a bad dream, tshuva, could override Oinik Shabbos, which is Medivra Kabbalah, but it cannot push aside Simchas Yom Tov, which is Menatzayra. But why not? The Bach disagrees with the Maril. And the Bach says, Din Simchas Yom Tov Kidin Oinik Shabbos. And because a person is worried on Rosh Hashanah, and his intention is Shiakorei Gzar Dinoi, then he could fast. My other nekuda would be, I just quoted Chazal just a few moments ago. Anoshim babasaviyai, anoshim bebigdisavarim, tiyanoikis v'klayis v'gayis. So Sukkos, Cholamoid, try to give your enek like nuts, peanuts, and other nuts. They will say, Zaidi, you don't get it. Not nuts. Give us bamba. It's a different world. So do you need to impose on your enek alach and your little children to eat nuts and peanuts? Really? Just give them something to make them happy. Bisli, bamba, pesek zman. I don't know, so many things, you know, I'm not really into it. In my home, there's a big drawer, a big cabinet, and the Yenek Lecham, by me, was the same by my late wife. Self-service. They just come, open the cabinets, take whatever they wish, and however they wish, and as much as they wish. But Kloyas Vagoizim is out. How about Bigdit Savoinim? So this younger man married, he loves his wife, and he wants to be Makayim Dira Chazal. Every Yom Tov he brings her a floral dress. A dress with 30 colors and big flowers. And she pleads and begs, I don't like colorful dresses. Bring me yellow, bring me green, bring me blue, bring me a solid color dress. I'm not wearing these dresses. Are you blind? Don't you see? Why do you buy me a color dress every Yom Tov? And he says, Chazal say, Big Day Tzavoinim. Big Day Tzavoinim doesn't necessarily need to be Big Day Tzavoinim, and Kloyes Vagoizim don't necessarily need to be Kloyes Vagoizim. So, the same, Posaviyayim. Posaviyayim is just a possibility. It's a recommendation. But if a person doesn't like wine, does he need to push himself to drink wine, even though he doesn't like wine on Yom Tov? And is that Simchas Yom Tov? I don't think so. I think Bosaviyayin has more significance than Big Ditzavoyim Kloyes Vegoizim. Because Chazal quote Psukim, Yayin is Samachlev Inoish, and Bosor is like Bosor Shlomim. Afal Piken, if a person doesn't like meat, if a person doesn't like wine, Sameach v'toiv lev, that's the most important thing. So even if the Rambam is right, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov Mamish. Person still is entitled to stay away from Bosaviyayin, Kedei Sheyekora Gzara Dinoi. Oid Rega Adabeiro. Is there a mitzvah Simcha An Yom Kippur? Well, definitely about Bosaviyayin. Definitely not Chile Vishti, it's a Koreis. But it's still possible that there is a mitzvah of some form of Simcha. Minchas Osher Klonia Mitzvahs. Klonia Mitzvahs Minchas Osher is one of the special Svarim. In my eyes, it's a masterpiece. I wrote Boruch Hashem 30 Svarim. Klonia Mitzvahs came out exactly 2 years ago, El Tov Shinai Ches, by the generosity of my dear friend, Reb Matisyo Karasik, Mark Karasik from Teaneck, New Jersey, and his family donated the Sefer. And Reb Gershon Yitzchok, his brother, George Karasik. So, in Minchas Osher Klonia Mitzvahs Simen, Yud Gimel, I think, I discussed the general topic of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and I brought 10 different sugyas and 5 different interpretations and definitions of Simcha. So maybe Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah of Simcha. The manifestation, the expression of the Simcha is not Achila V'Shtiyah. But still, a mitzvah of Simcha. Simcha's Hatshuva. In Tana Deberi Yowi, we learn that a Kodesh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur calls to the entire creation. Malachim Esrofim, Horem Egvois, Yamim V'Nehoreis, Bo V'Simchu Imi, Simcha Gedoyle Shani Moichel Avonisem Shel Yisrael. The biggest Simcha in the heavens is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moichel Avonisem Shel Yisrael. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so happy to atone for our sins and transgressions, we should be happy to do tshuva and enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu or invoke Midas Orachamim. So we are part of a Kodesh Boch with Simcha Shani Moichel Avonisem Shel Yisrael. I have a raya from the Rambam, there is a mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Kippur. Because the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, Melechus Chanukah, writes, Lamo, Ein Yisrael Oisen, Ein Oimer Mahalal Barosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. And why not? Lefi She'ein Elu Yomim Shel Simcha Yisera, Elu Yomim Shel Yirov HaFachad. Simcha Yisera, no. But obviously, Simcha, yes. The source of this Rambam is Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis. Omer Malach Hashos Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loma Einis Olam Elam Halal Barosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains to the angels, Efshar, Sifra Meisem, Sifra Chaim, Psuchon Lafonov, Melech Yoshev Al Kisi Adin, V'Bnei Yisrael Yoyim Rishuro, Shiro. So the Rambam's understanding is, Melech Yoshev Al Kisi Adin, Sifra Chaim, Sifra Meisem, Psuchon Lafonov, how could we say Shiro? It's not a day of excessive simcha. Ein elu yomim shel simcha yisera. But it is days of simcha. Kach nerali medigduk loshon haramba. I think the Rashba has a different approach and a different interpretation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response. Melech Yoshev al Kisei Adin, Sifra Meisa v'Sifra Chaim Psuchom Lafona v'Yoyim Rishiro. Shalosh HaTshuvos HaRashba. The Rashba discusses at length why there are many mitzvahs that do require a brocha and others that don't. And the Rashba explains, we don't say a brocha on misas based in, even though it's a mitzvah of Yarto Romekir Becho, because this mitzvah needs to be performed with a broken heart, not with a drop of simcha. And therefore we don't say a brocha. And the Rashba compares this to the Gemara Shoran Amid Beis. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Adin, Sifra Meisem V'Sifra Chaim, Psuchim Lefonov. How could we say Shira? In this day, the verdict is passed. And some of the people that are judged will be harshly punished. Some of them will die. So how could you say Shirim? The Rambam's understanding is we have a personal problem. We're worried. We don't have Simcha Yisera. That's why we can't say Shirim, according to the Rashba. No, it's not fitting to say Shirim. It's the same in Prisha, Tov Kuf Pei Dalet. He brings the Gemara and Megillah Daf Yud. The Malachim wanted to say Shirim by Kriyas Yamsef, and HaKadosh Baruch says, Masi Yodei Tovim B'yav V'atam Oyim Rim Shirim. So it's a different approach and a different interpretation of the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah Amen Beis. So the topic we discuss today is, what is the essence of Rosh Hashanah? Yira or Simcha? This is a fundamental question in Musar as well. Not only in Aloha. So what is the overriding Hergish? I think both. Both. It's a day of judgment, but it's a day of Malchus. So in the Shoifu we have Malchios and Zechroinois. Malchios is Simcha, because we exalt the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we do it Ali Dei Shoifu, but Zechroinois is a different feeling. Ato, Zorcha Mas Oilam. Ufoiket kol yitzurei kedem. And each and every one of us, Yavron lefonechu kibnei moroin. So Zechroinus brings fright into our hearts, while Malchus brings simcha. Many times I quote Rabbeinu Yoina Brochas Chof Aleph Medapei Arif. Fright and joy are contradictory. They cannot dwell together at the same time in one's heart. When you're terrified, when you're petrified, you cannot be very joyous and happy. But regarding Yiras Hashem and Simcha Shel Mitzvah, they come together. They definitely do, Rabbeinu Yoina explains. How happy do we need to be? How thankful do we need to be that we are in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That proves we believe. That proves we are in Dveikus. So Rosh Hashanah, both these sentiments dwell together. Eimas Yoyim Adin and Simchas HaMalchus. I think that's a reflection of the Tkiyah and the Truah. In the midst of Chatzoitzes and Pashas Baloischo, the Pasuk says, Uvi Yoyim Simchaschem, Uva Moyadechem, Uva Rosh HaChachem, Utekatam HaChatzoitzes. Vayaki Tevo Malchamo Al Arzachem. This proves that Tkiyah reflects and expresses Simcha, while the Truah reflects worry, pain, concern. So the Tkiyah and the Truah Meshamshem Be'erbuvia. You're not Yoytzi Edei Mitzvah Shoifa only with the combination of the two. Could we determine which of the two is the more important, more fundamental? I think so. Because the Torah only says Yoyim Truo Yiyalochem. Doesn't say Yoyim Tkiyo. Chazal darshan from Sukkim that every Truo needs to be accompanied with a Tkiyo Lefaneo and Tkiyo Laachareo. So the way I feel and I see it, the Tkiyos are supplementary. But the basic mitzvah is Yoyim Truo Yiyalochem. And that is why I think the more fundamental hargasha, yes, is Eimas Yoyim Adin. But do not despair. Do not be depressed. Have bitochan en HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you will do your share of the deal, if you will do tshuva, everything will be okay. Everything will work out fine. Ichru madanim shtu mamtakim. As the Torah explains at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, we have B'tochan en HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just quoted a few minutes ago Divrei Chazal. Boyu v'simchu imi simchu gedoylu shani moich alavu nisayim shel Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu waits for our tshuva ki lo yisach pois b'mois ameis ki im b'shuvoi medarkoi v'chai. Kodesh Baruch Hu, please with us, do tshuva because I want to atone for your sins. I want to forgive. Please come back to me. In a Zayas HaMitshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu leaves the heavens. Dirshu Hashem bihi matz'o. Kra'u bihi yoysoi koroiv. So I think in Rosh Hashanah, yes, it's the combination of the two. Yira and Simcha. Tkia and Truah. Malchu Yoys and Zechrainois. Uri Yishayne Mishinaschem, Vinerodome Makitsu Metarda Maschem, as the Rambam writes in Peregimel of Hilchas Tshuva. And Shabsi Frankel and the other Rambams, the reliable ones, Uru Yishayne Mishinaschem, as if the Rambam is giving a drasha. And we could almost close our eyes and hear his voice. Uru, uru, yishenim, yishenaschem, eradom, amakitzu, betarzavaschem. Wake up from your slumber. Wake up from your sleep. Chipsu b'maseichem. Zichru b'reichem, v'chizru b'tshuvem. Eile ha-shokachim et ha-emet behevelei hazman, v'shoigim kol shenosem behevel v'rik, shelo yoyel v'lo yatzi, la bitu lenafshei seichem. Heitivu drochechem v'maraleichem. Yazov kol achad mekem es darko yhoro v'smachshavto yashalo yitoivu. So the shofar on one hand is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Malchus. And the 10 different explanations, rationales about Kiyas Shofar, it's printed in every masker, machzor. Rabbeinu Sadigor explains, number one, we're to care because that is the way we coronate and exalt kings. But Kiyas Shofar is not only Simchas HaMalchus. Uru, uru, yishenim, mishenaschem. V'nerdom ha-makitzem et ha-adam aschem. So it's a combination of the Tkiyah and the Truah, the Malchias and Zechroinois. Different interpretations, what's Kiyas Shofar about? So let us all hope and pray and daven. We will try to do our part of the deal, of the bris. We will try to do tshuva shleima. b'siyata d'shmaya. And we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate and He will give us machila, slicha, and kapora. We're still struggling with this terrible pandemic. Numbers are ticking up in the East Coast in America. The matzav in Eretz Yisrael is horrific. And some silly people still think it's the flu. It's not really serious. It's not the flu. And I ask people, do you know husband and wife that died in the same day of flu? Did you ever hear of two brothers that passed away within the same month of the flu? Did you hear of father and sons that died 1 month after the other from the flu? I did not. COVID-19 is a terrible disease. Yes, the vast majority, the young, the strong, will go through it without any major complications. But not everyone will. Just yesterday, a great Talmud Chochem, a Marbetz Torah, the son of Rabbi Avigdor Nevin Zal, a Gaon HaTzadik, was one of the Gedolim of our time. His son, Rav Binya Nevin Zal, Choshev HaMarbetz Torah, passed away at age 57 after being on a respirator for 7 weeks. So much suffering, so much pain. Healthy person, 57 years of age. It's uncommon, but so what if it's uncommon? It happens. And our approach must be twofold. Davening for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu should only send us Pseudos Tovus, Yeshuas, Venachamais, and also Hishtadlus. We're approaching the Yom Ha'Rom, and it's a huge challenge, how to deal with the rules and regulations as the Yom Ha'Rom approach. I wrote about this extensively, and maybe at some stage I will share it with the Tzibur. But let us all hope. Tichloshona v'kilo reiseo v'tacholshona v'berchoseo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send Pseudos Tovus, Yeshuas, Nechamos, a good gebenstior to all of you.
Hashiur lo hezantem, huklat v'ne'erach avurchem al yedei kol halashon. אתם מוזמנים להמשיך ולהאזין בכל שעה לשיעורים והדרשות בכל התחומים ומכל הרבנים בכל הלשון.